you'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two people on a music program talking about the singer Nancy Graham. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I bought Nancy Graham's first album. I loved it and thought it was a really new sound and a different way to sing the old jazz and blues songs. This one, however, seems in a way more of the same, and although there's been an injection of country music to vary that jazz sound, I did think she was slightly running out of steam and maybe she's released this album too soon.
I think there's a lot of great stuff on it. The late night jazz numbers in particular. It just gets a bit bland at times for me. When the true country stars sing of pain and anguish, you believe them, which I can't say I do here.
Maybe it's just that she's just not quite mature enough yet to have had the necessary experience to inject into the songs, and that's why.
I have to say I did find it wonderfully soothing. I actually fell asleep listening to it, but when I woke up, I couldn't tell the difference between the track I'd started listening to and the one I was listening to then.
I bought Nancy Graham's first album. I loved it and thought it was a really new sound and a different way to sing the old jazz and blues songs. This one, however, seems in a way more of the same, and although there's been an injection of country music to vary that jazz sound, I did think she was slightly running out of steam and maybe she's released this album too soon.
I think there's a lot of great stuff on it. The late night jazz numbers in particular. It just gets a bit bland at times for me. When the true country stars sing of pain and anguish, you believe them, which I can't say I do here.
Maybe it's just that she's just not quite mature enough yet to have had the necessary experience to inject into the songs, and that's why.
I have to say I did find it wonderfully soothing. I actually fell asleep listening to it, but when I woke up, I couldn't tell the difference between the track I'd started listening to and the one I was listening to then.
Extract 2. You hear part of an interview with a woman who trained the winning horse in a top show jumping competition. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
What do you remember about the first time one of your horses was a winner?
It's an incredible experience after all those months of training. When my horse, Black Prince, won the national show jumping competition, people expected me to be exhilarated, but I was absolutely stunned by it. People ask, how did you celebrate? But you're completely wiped out, and it takes a while for it to sink in. I think you're like an Olympic athlete. You know, they say it never comes home to them until they're on their way home.
You were worried about Black Prince before the competition, weren't you?
Well, not so much him, because he was in pretty good condition on the whole, and although the heavens had opened and it was getting awfully muddy underfoot, Black Prince excelled on that sort of ground. I hate to admit this now, but we had a replacement rider at the last minute, and I did just wonder if he could hack it. It's a challenging course. Fortunately, of course, I was proved wrong, so I had to eat my words. I also thought...
What do you remember about the first time one of your horses was a winner?
It's an incredible experience after all those months of training. When my horse, Black Prince, won the national show jumping competition, people expected me to be exhilarated, but I was absolutely stunned by it. People ask, how did you celebrate? But you're completely wiped out, and it takes a while for it to sink in. I think you're like an Olympic athlete. You know, they say it never comes home to them until they're on their way home.
You were worried about Black Prince before the competition, weren't you?
Well, not so much him, because he was in pretty good condition on the whole, and although the heavens had opened and it was getting awfully muddy underfoot, Black Prince excelled on that sort of ground. I hate to admit this now, but we had a replacement rider at the last minute, and I did just wonder if he could hack it. It's a challenging course. Mm. Fortunately, of course, I was proved wrong, so I had to eat my words. I also thought...
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with a food writer called Richard Capstick. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, Richard, you worked as an assistant in the kitchens of several well-established restaurants, moving around to gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
You found being involved in the preparation of new and different things every day very exciting. But at the same time, you seem to have discovered you really didn't want to be a chef.
Yes, it was quite tough just coming to that decision. I realised being a top chef is all about teamwork, and basically I just wasn't up to being in charge of a whole kitchen full of people. There's more to it than just creating fabulous dishes.
And so you turned to writing about food.
Well, I'd never really seen myself in that role at all, because I assumed wrongly, of course, that you couldn't actually write for a living without some kind of recognised training or something. But a customer at a cafe where I was working asked me to write an article about food for a magazine she was setting up. And when I did it, I thought, I love this. And soon it wasn't even a part-time thing. It took over my whole life.
And you became the successful writer you are today. So, Richard, you worked as an assistant in the kitchens of several well-established restaurants, moving round to gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
You found being involved in the preparation of new and different things every day very exciting. But at the same time, you seem to have discovered you really didn't want to be a chef.
Yes, it was quite tough just coming to that decision. I realised being a top chef is all about teamwork, and basically I just wasn't up to being in charge of a whole kitchen full of people. There's more to it than just creating fabulous dishes.
And so you turned to writing about food.
Well, I'd never really seen myself in that role at all, because I assumed wrongly, of course, that you couldn't actually write for a living without some kind of recognised training or something. But a customer at a cafe where I was working asked me to write an article about food for a magazine she was setting up. And when I did it, I thought, I love this. And soon it wasn't even a part-time thing. It took over my whole life.
And you became the successful writer you are today.
That's the end of part 1.